that things doesn't exist in the world. Whenever you see young people in front of the road trying to fraternize with the police or military, somebody was thinking about it before. Now, at the end, the nonviolent discipline, and this is probably the game changer. If you maintain nonviolent discipline, you will exclusively win. You have 100,000 people on a nonviolent march, you have one idiot or agent provocateur throwing stone, guess what takes all the cameras? That one guy. One single act of violence can literally destroy your movement. Now, let me move to another place. It's selection of strategies and tactics. There are certain rules in nonviolent struggle you may follow. First, you start small. Second, you pick the battles you can win. It's only 200 of us in this room. We won't call for the March of Million, but what if we organize spraying graffiti throughout the night all over Krakow City? The city will know. So we pick the tactics which accommodates to the event, especially this thing we call the small tactics of dispersion. They're very useful in a violent oppression. We are actually witnessing the picture of one of the best tactics ever used. It was on Tahrir Square, where international community was constantly frightened that, you know, the Islamists will overtake the revolution. What they've organized, Christians protecting Muslims while they are praying, Coptic wedding cheered by thousands of Muslims. The world has just changed the picture, but somebody was thinking about this previously. So there are so many things you can do instead of getting into one place, shouting and, you know, showing off in front of the security forces. Now, there is also another very important dynamics, and this is dynamics normally analytics don't see.